Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're hanging out right in front of the Drew Estate booth. We're here with Storm from Cigars for Warriors. Storm, thanks for taking the time, man.
It's my pleasure.
Appreciate it. So tell us about, I mean, we all kind of know a little bit about Cigars for Warriors, but give us maybe kind of the quick background and just some info for everybody.
All right. So, excuse me, in 2012, May, we started this charity. That's when we signed our bylaws, got all the paperwork done, got the government to say we could do it. And we approached Drew Estate, of course, being the biggest company out there and the ones that always had passion for the troops. And Jonathan Drew gave me a lot of good advice. Of course, he wants to make sure he meets all the board of directors. He wanted to make sure he read all the bylaws.
He's thorough.
Yeah, very thorough. He wanted to make sure before he threw all his eggs in one basket because he was spending years just donating to every military charity there was out there. So he wanted to really put all his eggs in one basket with us. And so he's very thorough, which is good for us because it made me be more thorough. And the original founders, we had all originally came from another similar charity to this. And the leadership was very shady. So it said a fair word. So it was shady. And we wanted to do this in a different way, more transparent, by the book, lots of checks and balances. So we came together and we started doing it. Now, we came the first year, we said, we got to have an impossible goal. What's our first year impossible goal? Everybody's looking around and we said, how about 800 cigars? The names I got called for saying 800 cigars was, I can't say on TV. So, in that year, we actually did 92,000. So that what that says to everybody, the public, it's not us doing it, it's the public themselves getting passionate about it, volunteering, donating and donating because they believe in it. Again, we thought it was going to be more of a small hobby, few hours a month doing it, and it turned out to be so much more than that. Now we're around 700,000 cigars sent out to the troops. One of the really most important distinctions is requested only. We never ever randomly send. They had to request it. Its first priority is combat zones, second priority is long-term deployments, and long floats. That's Navy. We do send all five branches, Coast Guard, Marines, Navy, Air Force, and of course Army. Right now, we're averaging between 22 and 25,000 cigars a month. Depending on stock, they get shipped out. Again, it's 100% requests. They only have to do their part. And then we have so many great checks and balances. A lot of these guys come back, guys and women, and they want to volunteer for us. So a simple cigar meant that much to them over there. They come back and want to. That's when we realize we're doing some.
Really cool. Really, yeah, kind of the small things that we take for granted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because we started to just do it for a thank you. How can we say thank you? And when you get the guys coming back, and I knew what it meant to me overseas, but I always assumed it was more of an individual thing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was going to have the impact it did. And none of us did. And we went from 7 board of directors starting out, now we have almost 400 volunteers in the United States.
Wow, that's
right at 400 donation centers throughout the United States, everything from cigar shops to barber shops to bars to church. We have one church, believe it or not. So that's how it started.
Yeah. So what's the best way for people to get involved? Somebody's watching this video and they want to volunteer their time, send them cigars, whatever.
So we have one of our board of directors, name is Melissa Ford. A lot of people, especially in social media, knows her. She runs all of our event coordinators. She sets up a lot of events throughout the United States. So the first part of the process, if they want to volunteer, is we do an application. Then we do an interview because we want to make sure as best as we can.
You're getting the right people.
That we have good people. And others, the reality is, yes, some people, they're not doing anything. They don't want to do anything dishonest, but some people are more of they want to be a title holder.
Yeah.
And we don't need title holders just because the reality is when we're asking to do something or we're thinking you're doing it, now you're killing a lot of time that we don't have where we could be used for something else.
Yeah.
So we want people real passionate about it. And, I honestly can't think of anybody we've ever had that was a title holder. They came in passionate about it and wanted to do it. Some people have had to step down because of real life. Because everybody has a full-time job. Everybody has kids. Everybody has family. So sometimes life changes. And what's nice about it is they come to us and say, hey, I don't want to let the charity down. I need to step down for a while or permanently.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, the cigar community is always very supportive of of military, and it's just a very good fit. Where can everybody find you guys online so they can get more information?
So you go multiple different ways you can do it. You can go to cigarsforwarriors.org, which is our website. That's also where the troops request their cigars. And it's also where people who want to donate, they can donate straight cash there. They can find out how to ship the cigars to us. Or you can go to Facebook, find our Cigars for Warriors group, which is a pretty big following there. Or you can contact me directly on Facebook, or like I said, Melissa Ford. Hers is Melissa Ford, melissa.ford@cigarsforwarriors.net. That's her email. And mine's the same thing, except it's Storen.Bowen. It's a nice thing is all of us have a CFW email. We just do the first dot last name, so everybody can reach anybody they need to.
Oh, it's easy. We can riddle that out. Yeah, I think we even have a banner up on Cigar Federation for you guys too. So you guys can find that information there. Storm, thanks for what you do.
Oh, man,
and thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you guys for all you do for us.
Awesome. Thanks. Guys, thanks for checking out all of our IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.